So this is, I remember when, this is Neville Nibble number 6. So, let's pretend we're going to cure cancer today. Back in naturopathy school, I learned that cancer was basically a bunch of cells gone rogue. In other words, they were only in it for themselves. I find that fascinating because when I hear that, what I hear is a bunch of cells that become an organism in a way for its own existence. In other words, there's a kingdom, there's a castle within that kingdom that they're defending, right? This is what we are. We're out of control growth. Okay, we're out of control, you know, dividing as much as we can. That way, you know, if we get attacked, you get it? From what I can tell, cancer is a reaction, and it's a reaction to being small and separate. The whole body working together is a gorgeous thing. Something working separate, oh, that's painful. It's not really healthy. In our lives, we tend to have events that are sort of separate from the flow of life. You know, it's like, I honest to God don't remember what I had for dinner last night or the night before, or the night before, or the night before, or the night before. I can look on Facebook and see it. And boy, we eat good. I tell Victoria we eat like kings. And to me, that feels like something from a couple lifetimes ago. I've got this, I don't know, it's a dream, a vision, a fantasy, a memory, an imaginal act that we spent some time together in France a number of lifetimes ago. And we didn't eat like kings back then. But here we are, we're living in this mud brick home, and we've got this mud brick cottage. And it feels and looks like France from centuries ago. And I started looking into some of this stuff, and it's fascinating to me. But we get, we've got memories, we've got events, incidents. Yeah, I call it the incident. I remember when the incident happened. Ooh. And a real simple way of using I remember when, as far as I'm concerned, is erasing the incidents. In other words, scan your day. At the end of the day, I scan the day. If there are a couple incidents that didn't go as well as what I wanted, I remember when they didn't. You notice it's almost slipping into revision, like how we talked about using revision. See, but if it actually bothers me, I can remember when I was bothered by that. And I can notice that I'm not now, because I'm okay with it. Obviously, if I'm remembering when I was bothered by something, I'm not bothered by it now. So I can have a memory that feels that way. And then I can go revise the memory. I can tune it up. I can take something, quote-unquote, bad and make it good. I can take something, quote-unquote, good and make it great with revision. So Emmett's outside now. Do you remember when he was here? Just the last two recordings, Emmett was in here with me. Now he's outside with Bruce, because as soon as I finished the last recording, Bruce was out on the tump, and Emmett was in here, and Bruce was sitting on the tump looking at him through the windows, and Emmett was looking at Bruce through the windows, and they were both being good boys. And Emmett let out a little whimper or two, and I said, okay, buddy, let's go. See, Emmett remembers when I say the word, let's go, that's exciting. Okay, and it's not just the words, it's the feeling. Because if I'm feeling, let's go, he knows. He starts to dance, and I put his lead on him, and I take him out, and now he's outside in the garden, and he's tied to a little spot because Emmett will sort of like, Emmett will just keep going. Bruce will run around pretty free, but stay here. And we're hoping, not really hoping, we're imagining Bruce teaching Emmett to stay on the property. And remembering when Emmett used to run and we had to tie him up. See, I'm not thrilled with tying my puppy up, but being a good puppy dad, that's what I gotta do right now. Right now. You get it? Meanwhile, I'm remembering when I had to do that. And believe me, I'll know when it's time that I don't have to anymore. You see, I remember when I used to go to the store and fret over Skippy or Jif or the generic. honest to God, I was there. And I remember when that changed. And I remember when I discovered that I could be the source of wealth in my life, because I always was. I remember discovering this. And peanut butter, the choice of which peanut butter became a total non-issue. I want peanut butter, I get the peanut butter I want. Get it? That's how fun this is. So I want you to play with this stuff where it doesn't matter. And by the way, I want you to remember when you're shopping that if you have one of those moments where you honest to God only have 20 bucks and you do got to pick, do I get peanut butter or not, or do I get the cheap peanut butter, or do I wait till next week when it's on sale, hopefully. If you use these things, you're going to experience a shift. And at some point, you're going to look back and go, I don't remember when my elbows stopped hurting. But they don't anymore. See, I don't remember when my elbows stopped hurting. All I know is I can look back and I can remember when I started noticing that they didn't anymore. See, if it was the words, I don't remember when, that don't get in the way, wouldn't it? Or maybe not, because the brain doesn't process negatives. Some people say that one day, and then another day they say, don't use negative words. Words matter. You get it? It's not the words, it's the feeling. Hopefully in the course of this course and the other ones as well, you're arriving at new levels. And I suspect you are arriving at new levels of understanding. Feeling is the secret. There is this thing, there's power in awareness. And this whole thing of ignition is about seed time and harvest. Noticing the seed time, that's ignition. And feeding that little spark so it becomes a flame, so it can produce cooked food for you or help you create a tool or warm your home. I remember when I wanted a home with a fireplace. I still feel home with a fireplace. And we have that. What I want you to do is to allow your life to be an emergent. We've talked about this in some little tiny ways, but I want to dive into it a little differently here. For me, life being an emergent means that I continuously keep discovering how I create wealth. I know I'm the source of wealth in my life. You get it? That's not just in the heart, that's driven from the belly through the heart. And I can make some distinctions around that and share it with you. That's the head. And I can drop back into the heart. Ooh, that feels good. And back into the belly of knowing this. One of the things that you get by listening to recordings like this or working with us live, come on down, we're going to be doing some cool things, is that you get to catch the attitude. Abdullah had the attitude. He taught Neville the methods. He taught Neville the philosophy. Neville got to explore it all. But he still needed some doses of Abdullah to get the attitude. Because it helps when you're around someone with the attitude. Because you get to absorb it. If I'm being it, you get to be it. If somebody on the planet is being it, you get to be it. And if nobody's on the planet being it, guess what? It's still in our potential. It's still a possibility. It's still something, well, it's you get it? So here we are. We're exploring these tiny little lovely nibbles. And inside of some of these is a lot of space. I notice personally that 15 minutes is a really valuable segment of time. I do 45-minute calls so I can have 15-minute breaks. I started that whenever I was doing calls back-to-back all day. I still stick with that now because I notice at about 44 minutes, people tend to burn out. And I suggest that people do 15-minute feel-it-real sessions, 15 to 30. Most of the times, really, for most people, it's spent getting into the state akin to sleep. You do your session to the point where it feels real, and then you just rest in that for a little bit. Just allow your beingness to feel that. Boy, this cigar is really good. I don't have much left. It's pretty good. The cigar is going to end about the same time this recording does. And I've got to tell you, I'm thankful. I'm thankful that I got to share smoking a cigar with you today. I'm going to tell you what I'm imagining as well. I'm experiencing a future memory of some of the lovely people in our Neville family coming here for events and reunions and get-togethers and showing you the garden, letting you see it live, doing some little teachings here as well as around the corner at a cool little center that that we've discovered. You see, sharing that memory with you, you get to let that be an ignition moment if you want. You get to let that grow in your life if you want. And at some point, that want gets to get strong enough that you can stop wanting. And you can start assuming. Neville says all transformation begins with an intense desire. I want you to have an intense desire to be transformed. And then I want you to assume it intensely to the point where it ignites a fire within you. I love, we've got some awesome posts in the Facebook group with the one lady who had no family. And she manifests, I think it's an aunt or something, let's just say right around the corner. She manifests not just getting a book published, but also illustrating it. And she's excited right now about taking a course and getting some video equipment so she can start doing some video. This makes our day. Because we remember when she was stuck. We remember when she posted these desperate posts. And we look back, because even when I was reading them and sharing them with Victoria, we were remembering when she was there. We were celebrating her success, not only of manifesting family and not only manifesting purposes. You get it? She's got multiple purposes: writer, illustrator, video. This is good fun. And all these purposes, we remember when she didn't have purpose. We remember when she found them. We remember when she fed them. We remember when she accomplished them. We're remembering when you visited us. And when you brought some yummy cigars. Oh, they're just good. So here's the deal, guys. Ready? I want you to notice space. I want you to notice promise. I want you to notice possibility. Because knowing that I am the source of all wealth in my life, having that come from the belly up into the heart, I get to discover oodles of ways to do this. I get to discover oodles of ways of having impact in the world. Neville says, you make the decision and are therefore responsible for its effect on the world. Think about this. You make the decision. And are therefore responsible for its effect on the world. You're not here to be the effect of the world. You're here to affect the world. You've got a choice every day to make. Are you the creator or the created? And most people around you are walking around with the attitude that they are what is created, and that something out there will create something better for them, whether it's politics, whether it's policy. And I'm here to share with you time and time again in so many different ways that what you are is what gives life. What I want you to do is to notice what you're giving life to. Keep going back to the basics. Keep going back to ignition. Keep going back to this 18-inch adventure. If you're not on Facebook, get on Facebook and play with us in the Law of Attraction Manifesting More Money group. I promise you, the more you play, the more play time you're going to have. I made a decision a long time ago. I am not going to do something that I don't like, which means I either have to find a way to like it really darn quick, or I've got to change what I'm doing. I don't like paying taxes. I've got an accountant that takes care of a lot of that. Victoria takes care of some of the paperwork because she's good at that. But what I do like is paying taxes. I like paying more taxes than I had in income several years ago. That to me is good fun. I also like paying as little taxes as I can so I can do what I want with the wealth that I create, so I can help people the way I want to. Because if I spend $1,000 less in taxes, that's $1,000 that I can give away or I can buy a computer with. Get it? And it's not a computer, it's a money machine. It's not a computer, it's a place where people gather. I'm right now getting hungry for an iPhone 6S. By the way, Neville talks about hunger. We just put up a lecture on this. And in this, it's something about John. Just type in John at freeneville.com and you'll find this lecture. It's got my BMW on it. And in this lecture, one of the things that Neville mentions is that, where do your desires come from? Your true desires are God-given. They're given to you by you. They're given by the big you, the belly, to the heart and to the head. And to quote-unquote get them in physicality, you get to get them in your belly. Oh my God, how sweet is this? I'm listening to the birds. It's 4:06 p.m. here. It's winter time in Australia. We're going to be taking the puppies for a walk soon. I remember when we didn't have puppies. I also remember when I used to do the 2020 power walk. I'd strap on something to listen to, some Neville, something dealing with business, because I'm a business guy. Something dealing with writing, because I'm a writer. And I'd walk. And I'd keep track of my walking distance and my walking routes. By the way, I walked in different neighborhoods around here. So I could get to know the neighborhoods. So I could see the different trees, the different plants. And what's cool is I took my walks and I noticed that's what a locust tree looks like here in this month. That's what this other tree, this is what a crabapple tree looks like at this particular month and time and when it's 20 feet tall. And as Victoria and I start planting the garden, I discover something. Victoria doesn't fully have this capacity of noticing what something's going to look like. I do. I look at the garden and I'm always seeing the garden 5 to 50 years out. Because I know what a locust tree here looks like 50 years out. I know, you get it? Expose yourself to the memories of other people. I expose myself to the memories of other people's yards and gardens here. So that I can bring them home and show Victoria. So I can take her to the tree and say, you see that tree? And she goes, yeah, that's our crabapple. Yeah, that's it. Look at his size, and I'll go home and look at ours. And she'll go, wow, look at that. I say, yeah, that's what ours is going to look like. And she gets to start putting some things together. You get to start putting some things together, not just in the head, but in the heart and in the belly. You get to put things together in the silent times. You get to put things together the way that we are in these recordings are all about putting things together, about taking things that were separate parts of your life and creating these emergence. So let's talk about emergence just for a moment. knowing that I am the source of wealth. You get it? I am. By the way, you could say that you're the source of poverty as well, but as far as I can tell, poverty is nothing more than a lack of attention from wealth. When I come from wealth, I notice all kinds of opportunities. I've got a dog toy that I bought for $12 that I think I could market the crap out of. And I've bought a domain name that would help me to do that, if I want to. And I could drop ship these suckers through Amazon or some other place, you know, throughout the world and here in Australia, and have nothing physical to do with it. I could probably spend about 4 to 6 hours putting together a website in a really cool, funny way that would go viral. And what if these dog toys gave me an extra grand a month? I'd have to figure out a way to spend the income. Sweet. Part of it might be on peanut butter. Part of it might be on technology. Part of it might be on improvements to the cottage and to the garden so that when you come here, so I hope you're enjoying yourself as much as I am. And I hope you're... You get, I'm not hoping. Not at all. I'm getting that you are. And the feedback that we're getting from you says you are. It's not the words that matter. The words are great for conveying information. Words are great for setting direction. Look at the moon. And your head turns. Okay? Look, if you look off to the left, that little planet, that's Mars. You get it? But it's the tone of my voice. It's the feeling behind it. It's the never-ending wonder. By the way, I don't see constellations here. In the Northern Hemisphere, back in the States, if I look up at the sky, I see constellations. When I was a kid, I memorized them all. When I got my first girlfriend, I taught her all those. I put my arm around her and point. In other words, I was flirting. Here's a girl, here's an arm, there's a constellation. And I'd let one connect with the other to the point where I could put my arm around her. It was an excuse to touch her. I want you to have an excuse to touch and be touched. Because we came to this world of experience to know imagination. And the key to both of those, from what I can tell, is feeling is the secret. Have fun. My name is Mr. 2020. You are in Manifesting to the Max 2016. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you at the next nibble.